fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour, first show of the year. This Wednesday, the second day of January, year of the Lord, 2019. Prepper tip of the day. This is the first prepper tip of the year, so I wanted to make sure it was special. They're all special, but there's a special significance to the first one of the year. Get your spiritual house in order. Seriously. Get your spiritual house in order. That's the single most important thing you can do for yourself. And all your team members, of course, should be doing the same thing. Get their spiritual houses in order also. Whatever that is for you, please consider doing so. The second hour, we're visiting this first show of the year with my friend Jeff Nyquist. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. His website is jrnyquist.com. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir. I'm here at your website, seeing if I can find anything new. It looks like the latest thing is still the interview with the Brazilian writer. How do you say that? Olavo de Carvalho?
Carvalho.
Yeah. Okay. Those hillbillies pronounce an H as an H, not a Y, but we don't know any better. Jeff, it's been quite a while, but you and I talked about a book a while ago, and when I say a while ago, it's probably been more than a year ago. Interesting story behind the book. The CIA got their hands on a copy of this. It was written by two People's Liberation Army colonels, communist Chinese colonels, Colonel Liang and Colonel Zhang Zhu. And here's the title of the book, Unrestricted Warfare, China's Master Plan to Destroy America, as an introduction by the author Al Santoli. It's been a while since I read this book. It's been in print for quite a while, for more than 20 years. In fact, let's see, well, not quite 20 years, copyright 2002. So it's been in print for 17 years in the English edition. I know you're familiar with the book, aren't you, sir?
Yes.
I thought you were. I'm pretty sure we talked about it at least once on this show. The term to describe what this book talks about, I think, is asymmetric warfare, isn't it, sir?
Yes, that's right.
And tell people what asymmetric warfare means.
Well, if you're a country that's not as not capitalist, right, socialist and not as advanced, of course you don't want to say this if you're a communist, but you don't necessarily have the same weapons as the United States has. So how are you going to make yourself stronger? You use asymmetrical warfare. That is, there are different ways of waging war and different kinds of weapons that don't necessarily cost a large amount of money and don't require high tech. You know, for example, you can maybe crash America's economy with 19 guys with box cutters and airplane tickets, right? And crashing into the World Trade Center. You could try that. You know, it might work, it might not, but it's asymmetrical warfare. So, and of course, airline hijacking was invented by a KGB general in Moscow in 1960. The idea was. So that was an asymmetrical warfare idea. The Russians also practice it, but the Chinese have put a special doctrinal emphasis on it, especially since China was coming from so far behind years ago. Now one sees them, you know, moving up with building other things. But an interesting point is that China is building aircraft carriers, but I don't know that they'll ever have as many as we do, even though we're building down, it seems.
Right. Well, to follow up what you said, how far behind China is. Now, when I was in college, I was studying at the Washington University Law Library, and there was always copies of the Wall Street Journal laying around there to be picked up and read. And I recall, just like yesterday, picking up a copy of the Wall Street Journal. This would have been about 1972. And one of the major stories, it wasn't a major story, but it was a story about the very first privately owned motor vehicle in the entire country of China, which was taking place in 1972. Nobody, we're talking a billion people, not a single person in the whole country owned a privately owned car or truck. This gentleman, he was a farmer. He wanted to purchase a two-ton flatbed truck personally for his personal use. And the story said he had to get permission from the local communist authorities and sign an agreement that he would agree to provide transportation at no charge to the other men and women and children in his little village before he would be granted permission to buy the very first privately owned vehicle in the entire country. Now, that wasn't that long ago, was it, Jeff?
No, I was 1972. I was 14 years old, and my parents owned two cars. So,
and everybody in my neighborhood. And your grandparents before them, your grandparents, yeah. before your parents probably started buying cars between 1900 and 1917, along in there when cars started getting popular.
Yeah. My grandmother, in fact, was the driver in her family in 1922.
There you go. So there was a lot of catch up, which means there was no infrastructure. You know, when you and I were even when my father was a child back in the 1930s, he got his first vehicle, I think, about 1936. There was service stations in every community, gasoline stations in every community, warehouses full of parts to be bought and distributed all over the country. None of that infrastructure existed in China as recently as 40 years ago, did it, Jeff?
No. They've built very fast using our capital. And of course, but the Chinese countryside is still very primitive from what I hear. There's places that are more advanced, but when you're talking about 4 billion, 14, what was it? Chinese population is.
I think it's about 1.2 billion people, somewhere in that range.
I think it's over 1.4 now. 1.4
is it 1.4? Well, they're very good at making babies.
Yeah, it's over 1.4. Yeah, that's huge. That's that's four times the population of the United States. If you can imagine that many people in an area the size of the United States, Which doesn't have as good land as the U.S. has.
Right, I was going to say, much of China is rather like the Mongolian desert. My goodness, nobody lives there unless they're forced to.
and Central Asia is a desert, and there's a lot of mountains.
Now, is the Gobi Desert part of China? I don't have a map here in front
of me. Yeah, the Gobi Desert is in Outer Mongolia in China, yes.
Right.
It's China.
So... a huge percentage of that 1.4 billion people are in a relatively small area compared to the overall size of the country.
Yes.
Okay, yes. And they need land. And reports I've been getting is the People's Liberation Army has been promising American wives to these desperately lonely Chinese soldiers for more than 20 years, haven't they?
Yeah, that's right, and their plan is to take America and to have our land. It sounds incredible, but when you read things like, well, you talk about asymmetrical warfare. I was reading a couple of years back about the Chinese developing a new amphibious transport, and the thing that caught my attention about it was that this amphibious transport was meant to go 6,000 miles and then offload the troops. Now,
Follow-up, talking about naval power. My friend, Command Sergeant Major Page, has been on this show several times. He says, John, the Chinese have taken one. Now, they may have taken more than one. But they took one super tanker and rehabbed it and remodeled it to become a hospital ship. Now, I can't imagine the kind of need there would be for a hospital ship that big, the kind of casualties that they would anticipate to need a super tanker to become a hospital ship. Super tankers are incredibly huge vessels, aren't they, Jeff?
Yes, they are. And I think it's an indication, if we look at that sort of thing, of the intention. Because when you create a warship of those dimensions, or a hospital ship, you create a hospital ship or a transport with that kind of range, you're thinking, look at the range that a tanker has. That's transcontinental. That's a transcontinental, part of a transcontinental military capability.
Right.
Why are they developing it? When everybody talks about China, so many talk about China as a regional power and they're only a threat in the Western Pacific, but it's not true. That's not their intention. You can see by the weapons that they make. One of the things by studying weapons of the Russians and the Chinese is you can tell whether they're making defensive weapons to defend their land or whether they're making offensive weapons to take ours. And major judgment.
Okay. Along the same lines, what I tell people is reviewing and analyzing their weaponry, it won't tell you what they will do, but it will tell you what they can do.
Right. And of course, in order to build something, build a capability, they have an intention in mind. If you go to that trouble to build something, why are you building it? What does it do? What it does tells you partly why they're building it. So that's an important element in this whole thing. I see this analysis on TV. I see this analysis even in some military journals. And I think, what are these people thinking? They're not thinking. They're just accepting, political analysis that's really old age. When I write about China, for example, sometimes I get emails from people saying, oh, well, China and Russia are enemies. And it's like, what are they, in the 1980s? I don't even believe. Well, I had a GRU colonel tell me that they weren't really even enemies in the 1980s.
Right. That was all a facade. That was all a fantasy cooked up to distract us and make us believe something that wasn't true, Jeff.
Yeah. It's, again, asymmetrical warfare. Make your enemy believe you are divided and conquered already. And that was what happened in the late 80s and early 90s. We were made to believe that the communist empire was destroyed and broken up.
And people who should know better. I met General Mike Flynn's brother when I was in Dallas. I bought General Flynn's book and read it. autographed copy of General Mike Flynn's book, but he devotes about a paragraph to his belief that the collapse of communism in the Soviet Union and the East European communist countries in 1989, 1990 was real and not a contrived event, as you and I know. And I was disappointed to read that a general, a three-star general would have that belief as something being real and true in his mind.
Well, we have to keep in mind that the main target of this propaganda that they collapsed was aimed at our intelligence services. Because if they couldn't convince our intelligence services, they wouldn't be able to convince our government.
Right. Well, they were obviously successful because General Flynn spent most of his military career in the intelligence services of the U.S. Army. They were successful. They clearly and obviously, they were successful, weren't they?
They were successful. The thing that people, you know, it's like, well, we have intelligence, we have agents. You know, it's like what we discovered after the Cold War is that every single agent we had in Cuba was controlled by the Cubans. They were double agents. They never worked for us. They fed us false information. Every single agent we had in East Germany, we know, during the latter part of the Cold War, were controlled by the East Germans. How many of the agents in Russia were really under the enemy's control? So all the information we were getting, how much of it was real? And I know for a fact that when they get information confirming something like what KGB defector Golitsyn said or that James Angleton of the CIA had believed, they would discount it and say, well, it doesn't fit with our other information.
That's right.
Their other information is coming from false sources.
That's right.
And you just can't get it through their heads. They don't, because they never understood communism or the enemy, because they never understood it, there were always easy to mislead. That enemy had an easy time misleading them. I find it in many sources, many books, and even, you know, some defectors even, yeah, because their information was limited. They weren't given access to all the information about their deception strategy. So you have these misunderstandings that arise. And so you have to parse the information. You have to study it, and you have to find out, because everything is based on, as Sun Tzu said, all warfare is based on deception. You know,
absolutely. Well, another book that I highly recommend is The Art of War by General Sun Tzu. The Art of War by General Sun Tzu. It's T-S-U. it's... Without this understanding of how their minds work, you're hopelessly lost. You don't have a beginning point, do you, Jeff?
No, you don't. And the thing is that people, of course, find it incredible who don't know anything about the subject. They find what we're saying is incredible. But really, when you study these people, this is like every day for them. This is their bread and butter. And if you go through the history of it, this is one of the things the CIA did when James Angleton took over the counterintelligence staff of the CIA in 1954. He basically established it. He established it as a kind of think tank or brain of the CIA, in which the idea was to compile an accurate history, intelligence history of what they had done, starting with the 1917 October Revolution. And what they found out, of course, was shocking, that they had done these outrageous deceptions, you know, something out of Mission Impossible, you know, was the kinds of things that they were doing, like the Trust, Operation Trust during the NEP period in the early 20s. They convinced the Western intelligence services that Tsarist had essentially taken over Soviet Russia from within. And that basically communism was dead, and even Lenin had admitted that communism didn't work. And and why did they, you know, they concocted that? Because this is what we wanted to hear. You know, Lenin said, tell them what they want to hear and they will believe everything.
Well, that's true. And one of the outcomes of that was drawing in American capital investment into Russia, wasn't it?
Yes, American, German, French, British, yeah, try to get money from anywhere. And to get diplomatic recognition, which, of course, NEP didn't succeed in fooling our presidents. Our President Harding and Coolidge and Hoover were not deceived.
Well, good for them. Good for them. So, we got a break.
Good for them. But the British and French were at that time deceived.
We have a break. We'll be right back. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
we are back with Joe. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the first show of the year. It is Wednesday, the first show of the year, January 2nd, visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.com. Quick reminder, my website's all new and refreshed. You need to check it out at thelibertyman.com. Jeff, I know you're working on a new article for Epoch Times. Any closer to getting it published?
Well, I turned it in a couple weeks ago, and I know it went to the print version, but I over the weekend, on Friday, it hadn't been put up on the site, and I turned it in, 12 days before. So it probably is on at Epoch Times now, I was busy over the holiday weekend, and I didn't even look. I didn't even have time. I had company and things going on, but I will get it posted, and the article, of course, is my interview with Vladimir Bukovsky that we've talked about before.
All right, right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing that.
But yeah, I'm We're beginning work on a special edition for Epoch Times on communism. And we're going to have a bunch of people involved in that, including Trevor Loudon, who you've mentioned before, and others. So it's going to be really interesting. The people at Epoch Times, they're really strong on understanding communism. Of the major publications now, growing in strong paper, they are onto this subject, and they understand better than I've seen. You know, I don't think my wildest dreams, I could have imagined a newspaper getting a large circulation like this and growing, that is so strongly anti-communist and understands a lot of the things about communism that you and I understand. So that's very hopeful, and it is President Trump's favorite newspaper.
Really? Well, that's encouraging.
Yes,
isn't it?
He has many copies delivered to the White House every day.
All right. Well, that means that there's other people on his staff that are reading it as well, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah, he has it distributed. So, President Trump, that's, that is quite good sense on his part. So, and it's a newspaper that's very supportive of him, by the way.
Well, that makes sense also that he would, that they would support him. Okay, well, do you have any interesting projects you can share with us for this new year coming up here, Jeff?
Interesting projects. Well, the Epoch Times edition, special edition on communism is one of the projects. I also have a paper that I'm working on for somebody, but it's not, I can't talk about it at the moment. So. I do various writing projects. So, not all of the writing projects are for publication, for ready publication. So there are private groups that are interested in different subjects, and so I provide information to them as well. So it used to be that it wasn't as much interest as there is today, but more and more people are waking up to what's going on with Russia and China. And
are your articles published on the print edition of the Epoch Times also, Jeff?
Many of them are. I would urge people to subscribe because they have many other fine writers. They also have series that they've done on communist philosophy versus traditional philosophies of different people, and how communism destroys tradition and destroys religion wherever it goes. And
they cannot compete against traditional Christianity. They simply can't. So they do their best to eliminate it, don't they?
Yeah, they do, because the philosophy, that it's very interesting. Communism is based on a rebellion philosophy, on a philosophy of not accepting rules or traditional arrangements. And so they have to say that religion is false. It's just a way to control you. But nobody's created a system of control more horrific than communism. And the thing is that in the Christian religion, it is God's love for us that gives us free will. And it's our own destiny. It's our own fault. We have to take responsibility for our own decisions. And God's rules are basically for our good if we want to follow them. Unfortunately, we don't want to follow those rules. And that's why we have so much trouble in the world.
That's right. That's absolutely true. Well, this issue is planned any prospective month, the special issue in communism?
I think they want it this month. I think hope, the plan, to get it together at that point. So, I'm hoping to be able to, I'm working on, there's a, I don't know if you know Brandon House. I think you mentioned his documentary, Sabotage.
Trenton Loudon, yeah. Trevor Loudon, yeah. I spoke to him. I'm supposed to be interviewing him after I look at the DVD, which I hope to get this week.
Actually, I think Trevor and I are in it, but it's actually the producer is Brandon House, the man who made it.
Okay.
The documentary. But he's been really interested in the subject lately of communism and its continuation. And that's how I got involved in the Sabotage movie. And I'm going to be doing some things with him later this month. I think it's going to be like a broadcast seminar. Because he does a lot of broadcasting, he has a...
Well, once you got details, we would love, and that would be something people can watch live, I assume. Once you have some details, get those to us. We've got a bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the first show of the year here on Wednesday, the second day of January. My new improved website is up and running full speed. That is thelibertyman.com. If you haven't seen it in the last few days, well, you haven't seen it. It's all new and improved. Everything's functioning perfectly. To the best of my knowledge, we're still making improvements on it, but you'll find it easy to navigate, nicely laid out, very professional. My webmaster, Tim Spencer, is doing an excellent job getting it all together. So check out thelibertyman.com. Let's take a look at that real quick at thelibertyman.com. Everything is laid out, easy to find, easy to navigate. I want to point out this section called the Buried News Feeds. So non-U.S. news feeds in English. And this is going to be a daily section here, changing basically Monday through Friday every 24 hours, and then I should say Tuesday through Friday every 24 hours, and Monday will pick up over the weekend events. So it's a great new section. I'm really happy that we were able to provide that for you. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners for sale, More than likely than not, you or somebody you know has arthritis pain. That's just part of being American in 2019. You or somebody you know has joint pain, back pain. You or somebody you know is not getting a great night's sleep. That's where the Energy Cleaner comes in. I'm shipping one to Australia this week. I got three other orders pending that I'll be taking care of. Energy cleaners, mattress pads to go with them. If you're tired of being tired, if you're tired of that arthritis pain taking control of your life, get yourself an energy cleaner. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. I do take PayPal. PayPal is the most efficient way, the safest way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check or money order. My address is right there at my website under contact at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee on an energy cleaner. Plus, I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. At website's jrnyquist.com. If you got a question or comment, we're talking about international communist conspiracy. At call numbers 800-313-9443. Jeff, are you back with us?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Sir, I've mentioned on air many, many times another aspect of asymmetric warfare. Now, as my regular listeners know, anybody's read my bio, I spent some time in U.S. Army Special Forces, both active duty with the 6th Group at Fort Bragg and in the reserves with the 12th Group. And here's one aspect of this, Jeff. The standard A-team is 12 men. I can take that team and split it into 6 two-man teams, go to a local hardware store. It could be Ace, True Value, Lowe's, Home Depot, doesn't matter, any American hardware store, and come out with everything necessary to bring any major American city to its knees overnight. You don't need weapons. You don't need explosives, sledgehammers, hacksaws, axes, come-alongs, and so forth. Common hardware store tools will take out the power grid, telecommunications, the fresh water supply, the natural gas, the sewage system overnight with no weapons and no explosives. That's my reality, Jeff. How about you?
Yeah, people would be amazed at what could be damaged, destroyed, or brought down through common household items. I mean, you think about it, everything that's built is built with things that you have in your home. Those things can not only build, but they can destroy. And, well, we know with fertilizer, you know, you can make a fertilizer bomb out of fertilizer. You know, gasoline, you got a gasoline can, you've got yourself a Molotov cocktail. You know, I mean, very simple items. And the ingenuity of the 9/11 attack shows what can be done. Like I said, airline tickets and box cutters. Viktor Suvorov wrote about this in his book on Spetsnaz, about how very simple things could be used as weapons that you'd be surprised, you know. And, of course, things that you normally don't think of as a weapon, but if you think again, yes, they are weapons.
Of course.
And of course, there are intellectual weapons, and there are weapons that bend the mind to the will of the communists. These are things that they've worked on for years.
Decades.
And,
century.
Decades.
We're right.
We don't even
just
realize
past a century.
A good example is feminism. Another example is homosexual marriage. These are weapons. The issue is not the issue. The issue is the revolution. These are ways to politically box certain groups into a corner and put them on the defensive and to take away their power, mainly Christians in the case of homosexual marriage, feminism, to actually disrupt the entire society on many levels, including the family and the military. We've discussed this before, but these are also weapons. Mao Zedong once said that Marxism-Leninism is better than a machine gun. He said it's better than the atomic bomb because, again, it's the idea that is dangerous, the idea that kills, this is kind of strange to us to think of ideas as weapons, but that's the way the communists think.
It is. It is so perverse, so disconnected from traditional Western thought, traditional Western values, that it's difficult for most normal Americans to consider such things even existing, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, it is difficult for us to do that. I mean, and look at our schools. All the things that our young people are taught about the environment, environmentalism, and this idea of cap and trade, and they get very sophisticated after a while, and pretty soon we're going, oh, well, we have to do that because we're racist if we don't leave the border open. Well, why does America have to leave its border open, and it's bad and racist, if it doesn't, when every other country in the world has a closed border?
That's right.
Closed to, you have to get across with a passport, or a visa or whatever. But no,
well,
not America.
You're touching on something else, and I think it's called American exceptionalism. That somehow, some way, Americans are so different from everybody else on the planet that our women can play football, for example. Our women can be combat soldiers. Nobody does this. The Israelis did it in 1947 because they had no choice. The Soviets did it in World War II because they had no choice. But once that crisis was over, the Israeli army no longer places their women in combat intentionally. The Russians no longer put their women in combat intentionally. But because we're Americans, and we do that. I met a young woman who graduated from West Point, and she was so proud that she could outrun some of the men. And I didn't engage her in any conversation because I knew it would be futile to do so. But women can't do what men can do. And the traditional American value is to protect women from harm, regardless of whether they're in the military or not, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, that's right. And of course, it is a weapon to have an idea that, what was the feminist slogan? A woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. Well,
right.
That's absolutely not true. It's very destructive. It's very damaging to the family and to womanhood. So and then they put these things over, and of course, men are made to feel useless, and women are made to act like men. And it's very disruptive of the order of the natural order is completely disrupted of society.
Well, and you can see that in film and in broadcast media, where if there's a film where there's a situation where women are put in charge of men in positions where traditionally it would be a man in charge of a paramilitary group that's doing all these exciting things that undercover and heavy duty police work and things like that. They put a female in charge, which women are almost never in those positions in real life for very good reasons. Women make decisions based on emotion where men are using logic. And a leader who makes decisions based on emotion is going to get people hurt, isn't it, Jeff?
Yes, absolutely. That's right. And we have all these dramas on TV where these small women are beating up large men with kicks and whatnot. Well, that's not
realistic. Oh, right. That's a fantasy. But an adolescent girl can watch it and think she can do that. Now, and there's even martial arts instructors who should know better, because women are demanding this kind of training. A correct and ethical martial arts instructor will teach a woman to break holds and escape, not even to attempt to engage a healthy adult male in unarmed combat, because they don't have the power behind any kick or punch to hurt a healthy adult male. They simply don't. But they may, with some training, they may be able to escape from that kind of attack, as opposed to engaging in that kind of unarmed combat. Jeff, your response?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, and it's propaganda. I did a documentary 20 years ago where where the idea was I interviewed young people to see what how their attitudes had changed from their grandparents' generation. And this young college-age lady that I interviewed, she stated quite surprisingly that she could beat up any man. And she was, you know, the average female size. She wasn't, the idea that she could beat up a man, where did she get this from? It obviously came from TV.
Right.
And I know they eventually somebody tried to do a realistic series about female cops. I forget the name of the series. I was watching it, and this lady cop was chasing this great big bad guy, and he turned around and he decked her and knocked her out cold. And they canceled the show. Because of that.
Well,
yes, they canceled the show.
It's, female police officers have to resort to deadly force more quickly than male police officers for very good reason. You know, typically, I'll mention my wife. My wife is the same size physically as I was when I was 12 years old, 5'2", just a little bit more than 100 pounds. It's kind of ironic, and this is worth talking about for just a little bit. Let's say there's twins in high school. They're both top athletes. They're both straight-A students. They both want a scholarship, want to be cadets at West Point. And they're both being considered, but only the girl is taken because both are 5'6" tall. A 5'6" woman can go to West Point. A 5'6" a man is not allowed to go. How about that? And that's reality.
That is reality. And of course, you have to ask, what does this? Who does this nonsense serve? It's a cui bono kind of question. Who profits by this? Our enemies profit by it.
Right.
It's quite clear. Right. This is a,
well,
this
our military has become the laughing stock of other militaries. They have these women showing up in all these positions of leadership at these conferences. There's international conferences all over the world with various militaries getting together for different purposes, and women showing up wearing camouflage uniforms as if they were a real soldier. But of course, legally they are, and they have command and control over male troops. But we've become the laughing stock of the world's militaries for that reason, haven't we, Jeff?
Well, yes, and I wonder what the effectiveness of the U.S. military is, you know, especially the Navy, when you have women on ships and when you have women in these roles that men have traditionally had, because there is a in male nature, in the chemical nature of man, testosterone, it's a different world than a woman, than a woman's world. And that world is part of male bonding. Well, how can you have male bonding with female? That's an oxymoron. You can't have it.
It's not
possible. And that's part of what happens in a military unit. Yeah.
Right. Well, it's very disruptive to military discipline. The things that can and should be taking place within a military unit to have women in there, and these. You know, these aircraft carriers are basically floating cities with 5,000 now men and women on them, with lots of places for men and women to get together privately, aren't there?
Well, yeah, and, you know, here's the thing. If you have a concept like this, women are equal to men, and men are equal to women, and, you know, the sexes are different. They have complementary abilities. But if you say that they're the same and that they're interchangeable, exactly interchangeable and the same, you are destroying the tradition and the history of the division of labor between man and woman. And you are claiming that the traditional role of woman is no good. And then women have to, you know, in order for women to be equal, they have to be men. And so you are, you know, it's ironic. You are destroying, you are actually, the feminists aren't pro-feminine. They're not for women. They're against women. They think that the actual nature of woman is so inferior it has to be erased and that they have to all become men. I mean, that's what it amounts to. And, of course, it unmans men to make women into men, because now what are men?
Right. Right. Well, I was reading an article recently where men who attempt to appease these feminists, the feminists want nothing to do with them, these soy boys. And I talked, you know, I'm a pretty public guy. I meet young women in their 20s and 30s, and they say, John, I can't find a real man to date. That's what they tell me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because, first of all, when you're that confused, you know, if there's a real man supposed to be, you know, some hater of women, right? That's what they're led to believe by the feminist ideology.
It's a shame. It is so sad and such a shame. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On Wednesday, the second day of January, first show of the year, visiting with Jeff Nyquist. Well, Jeff, the new year is ahead of us. We're already hearing reports of who will or who will not run for president in the Democratic Party. So that cycle has begun, which is it's not a secret. That's what happens. It's a two-year cycle. We got a lot ahead of us. We have a lot to be concerned about, a lot to learn. And as always, I know you do also, Jeff, encourage our listeners to become aware, educate their friends and family, and make preparations for what seems to be almost an inevitability. That would be an attempt by the Communist Chinese and Russia to invade and take over this country, right, sir?
That's the ultimate threat. When we talk about this threat, it's important to realize it's not going to necessarily happen tomorrow. It's required enormous preparation by Russia and China, but those preparations are seen in the commercial and clandestine invasion and attempted takeover of South America and Central America, and their moves in the Middle East to try to dominate the Middle East, and their buildup, their military buildups, and the infiltration of our society by their agents of influence, which is a major problem when we look at Russiagate. It is almost as if those who have been accusing the president are those on the short list for the people who really are working with the Russians and Chinese. And this is what most disturbs me, is the fact that these all indicate that our intelligence community is the most compromised section of our government of all in terms of enemy agents getting in. And I think some of the corruption, I think I maybe mentioned, you know, people like William Binney from the NSA, a whistleblower, and others. Their testimony is very disturbing about the corruption in our intelligence services. And wherever you have corruption, you have leverage from enemy agents, foreign agents. Because if you can corrupt an intelligence service, for example, by introducing a program of enhanced interrogation, right, which is technically illegal, you are suddenly compromising intelligence officers engaged in those interrogations. And now, how are you controlling them? Who is really introducing this within the intelligence service? And when you had a Marxist president like Obama, who is he promoting to the top of these agents who are carrying out these programs? Or even under George W. Bush, who was in charge? How long, you know, we had very high-level Soviet or Russian operatives in the CIA and FBI, Aldrich James and Robert Hansen. Who did they bring in with them? Who else is in there? These guys were top-level people.
Right.
So this is a serious problem we have not taken seriously.
Well, we'll keep reminding people and educating them every Wednesday, won't we, Jeff? Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you, John.
Okay. That's it for the day. That's it for the first show of the year. Get medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America and Happy New Year.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.